Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's a really wonderful Friday. It's January 30th, 2009. And this is Enjoy with Dawn Grant, your 15 minutes of inspiration today. And I'm excited to announce I'm actually down in Orlando right now, coming to you from the 2009 merchandise show, PGA merchandise show area. We're down here. I came down with a great golf pro, Ed Bowe, who's from Amelia Island Plantation, and had the really great opportunity to meet Hank Haney and talk with him about his academy that's in Hilton Head and some of the great things that he's doing there. So that was something that was really great that I wanted to share with you. And also, of course, some of the PGA guys that I've worked with on tour. It was really neat to see Robert Gomez and Will McKenzie down here and his family. So it inspires me to talk about that, or to bring that to your attention, because talk about enthusiasm. The quote for today is, enthusiasm is the propelling force necessary for climbing the ladder of success. Talk about enthusiasm. When you run into a PGA golf professional, you see the enthusiasm in them. You know, especially the ones that have made it to the tour, that they have had great enthusiasm and passion for what they do. So when you talk to somebody like that, you can see that in them. You can know that without a doubt that there's been enthusiasm within them about golf for many, many, many years, because there's so many obstacles that you have to overcome in life. And there's so many challenges that you're faced with, that if what you are wanting is not strong enough that it brings about enthusiasm and passion, then you won't have the emotion and the strength to get through the challenges that you're faced with. So if you look at it as being a key element, this quote is telling you that enthusiasm is the propelling force. It's what pushes or drives you forward and into the direction of what you define as success. And many of my previous inspirations, 15 minutes of inspirations, you've heard me talk a lot about success. It's one of the main things that I talk about. But what I want you to recognize, as I've pointed out before, is that success is defined differently by all of us, that we are all unique individuals. There's nobody else like you on this entire planet. There has never been a person exactly like you in the whole history of humans on this planet, and there will never again be a person exactly like you in the whole future of humans on this planet. So if you can stop right now long enough to think about that and let it kind of digest, there's nobody else like you. You are 100% unique. The combination of your characteristics or personality traits, your belief systems, your desires, your strengths, your weaknesses, and bringing all of that to all of your life experiences. So every second of your life has been influenced by all of those things. And then the memories within your mind, your perceptions of every second of your life are influenced by those things. So climbing the ladder of success is going to be defined differently by each and every single one of us. So ideally, and what I help a lot of my clients with, is to define exactly what that means. What does it mean to you to be successful? What does it mean to climb the ladder of success? Because that is going to be uniquely defined by you. And obviously, as many of us that live here on Earth will know, is that there are stumbling blocks along the way. There are challenges that you are faced with. That's a fact of life. If you go into life recognizing that there will be these challenges, because there will be, and the sooner that you acknowledge that, and the sooner that you understand that, and the sooner that you accept that, the better off that you will be. And if you continually face challenges and you don't have the enthusiasm to keep climbing the ladder to your success, you'll just want to give up. You'll be like, this is way too tough. This is much harder than I thought. The pot of gold at the other side of this rainbow is not is not good enough for me. It doesn't bring about enough enthusiasm that I want to get there that badly. There isn't enough passion within me that thing at the other end of this, the goal, the person, the success definition. If it's not that thrilling to you, then there won't be the enthusiasm and the passion to get there. So you have to find and define exactly what is thrilling to you. What is going to bring about those positive feelings? So those strong feelings, the strong feelings in favor of something, but I'd like to also say of someone. Because you can apply this in every area of your life. You can have success in relationships. You can have success in your career. You can have success in your finances. You can have success in your lifestyle. You can have success in your family relationships, your personal relationships, your friendships, your significant other. All areas of your life, you should take the time to define what success means to you. And regarding relationships, if that goal of that relationship, of how you picture it, how you see it, how you interact with that person, the type of person that you desire in your life, that should bring about really strong feelings in favor of that, which is what enthusiasm is. If you meet that person and you notice that they measure up to so many different things that you would define as a success, as a goal, then let those feelings of enthusiasm come out. Let them be the propelling force that is necessary to help you climb that ladder of that relationship success. Because you have to have that enthusiasm there. You have to have that positive emotion to help you fight the challenges that will arise in getting to know somebody and the relationship. You know, obviously you're two unique individuals that have two different ways of looking at things, and you have to have that emotion behind it in order to get you through those challenges. We're going to apply right now that same information to climbing the ladder of success in your career. But get a really good, clear idea of what you desire in your life as far as a career that would make you feel wonderful, because you want to have the enthusiasm for it. Want to have those really good feelings that will propel you into that direction. And today I've actually got a caller calling in right now, so let's see what this person has to say about this enthusiasm being the propelling force. Hello, and you're on the air. Hello? A caller at 2267, is there anything you'd like to say? Okay, we'll just go ahead and move on then. I'll keep you on the air if you decide that you want to add in a few comments about that. But enthusiasm is the propelling force necessary for climbing the ladder of success. So in any part of your life, defining what your success is, it can be in relationships, it can be with your career, and you have to have that enthusiasm. You have to have that strong feeling behind it. It's the driving force that will help you get through any of the challenges that you're faced with, because there will be challenges along the way. There will be opportunities in which you are going to be challenged, in which you're going to look at things differently, in which people may come into your experience and have different views of what they would define as success. So if you're working as a group effort on a project and you've got different viewpoints on that, as I said earlier, there's different kinds of success. So different uniquenesses about all of us. And if you get one unique individual who's been living a certain way in life that has their own perceptions and ideas about what's going on, that has their own ideas of what they define as success, and you put two of those people in the same room or put them on the same project or put them in a relationship together, then obviously, because these are unique individuals, there's going to be unique things that they bring to that experience, unique things that they want to fight for, unique things that they want to that they believe in, that they are going to want to bring to that experience. This is why communication is so important. And to be able to look at somebody and see that, you know, there is no right or wrong here. My opinion isn't necessarily any stronger or better than theirs. It's me speaking from my own experience, and that it's that person speaking from their own experience. And so how each of you defines success and defines what's important, you know, to look at that and recognize that everybody's going to have their own opinion. So it isn't a matter of taking something personally. It's accepting others for who they are. So if enthusiasm is the propelling force necessary for climbing the ladder of success, then find the success and the definition of success in your life that you are going to feel enthusiastic about, that you're going to feel passionate about. As we spoke, or as I mentioned to you in past talks, as far as on January 26th, one man has enthusiasm for 30 minutes, another for 30 days, but it's the man who has it for 30 years who makes the success of his life. That was January 26th inspiration. We've talked about this already, and you've got to know that there are potholes along the road of success, and you may fall into them over and over again until you learn how to avoid them. And even when falling in them, you're going to recognize that there's a certain way that I can get out of this that was quicker and easier than the time before. And you had to go through to those potholes even to experience that, even to gain the wisdom necessary to avoid the next pothole or to get out of it faster when you get there. And that's how the path to success is in anything. So you've got to know that you're going to be faced with challenges. You've got to know that you're going to be faced with these potholes, that you have to fight your way out and through them. And it's because of enthusiasm for your desired goal that you will have the strength to do that. So let your enthusiasm free. Decide that life is worth living. Now, so many people are afraid to let their feelings come through because they don't want to be hurt, or they don't want to say that I've tried that, but I failed at it. Or they are afraid that they'll look like a fool for putting too much of themselves out there. And again, that's in relationships, and it's with careers and every other area that we can work on success in our lives. Why not put your best foot forward in every situation? Let your feelings come through, because that's what's going to help propel you. Be the best you in every situation. Find what brings you enthusiasm. Find what brings about those really strong feelings. And then fight for it. And be the best you through all those experiences. Bring your emotions forward. Don't hold them back, because it's necessary to fight whatever challenges that you're faced with in a relationship, in a career, in any area of your life. So thank you for tuning in today. Again, this was Enjoy with Dawn Grant. Feel free to visit my website. I've got a new quote on there. Thank you to Jeff Franck, the personal trainer to Vijay Singh. He's written a really beautiful quote for me to put out there, and it's on my website now. So check it out and check out what services I have to offer. Again, dawngrant.com. And go in today with enthusiasm. Go into your weekend with enthusiasm. Go into every aspect of your life that is important to you, that you see value in, that you desire to have success in. Go into it with enthusiasm and strong feelings so that you can fight through any of the challenges that you're faced with. So enthusiasm is the propelling force necessary for climbing the ladder of success. We're not saying it's nice to have it. We're saying that it's necessary to have it, to climb the ladder of success. And as I spoke of, that success can be in relationships, it can be in your work, it can be in your lifestyle, it can be in all areas of your life. Let your enthusiasm come forward. Let it propel you into the direction that you want your life to go into. Have a wonderful day and an amazing weekend. And let those strong feelings come forward, especially for something that's important for you. Have a good day. We'll tune in again next Monday.